Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Trevor here, writer and creator of The Sheridan Tapes. Well, we've made it. Season 3 finale. These 25 episodes have been so much fun to create and share with all of you, and the last 6 months have honestly just flown by. But now, with episode 75 complete, it's time to begin preparation for the real home stretch. The Sheridan Tapes has always been planned as a four-season, 100-episode run, and we're about to turn the corner into our final season. It's an exciting and emotional time for all of us here at Homestead on the Corner, and we have a number of special celebrations planned in the next few weeks. So stick around after the credits for announcements and updates about the final season. But for now, this episode of The Sheridan Tapes was made possible by our backers on Seedenspark: EvieBun125, Sam Taylor, Rose Noachatko, Carolina Hope Breckel, Fennec Foxfire, Anthony Sigmund Lowry, Aries, and Marktoria Valentine. Thank you so much for your support. Before we get started, this episode contains strong elements of existential dread and terror, peril, unreality, memory loss, implied gore and body horror, loud noises, earthquakes, distorted audio, and severe character injury. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Ugh, yeah, just give me a second. Ugh. They're not here anymore, buddy, remember? They just stopped by to get Maria's van out of the backyard. Hey! What did I say about that? Good boy. There you go. All right. Jerry Price, notes for Robin's return by Thurgood Weiss. January 30th, 2020. I thought you said you were getting out of this town for good, Robin, said Tucker, grip tightening on the handle of his baseball bat. Will told me you were smart enough not to come back. I thought I was done with this town too, Robin muttered, head still ringing from the impact. But I had unfinished business. God, could you stop writing cliches for 5 minutes, Price? Jeez. It's this town that isn't done with me. Oh, trust me, Tucker replied, knuckles going white. This town was done with your bullshit a long time ago. If you need another reminder... No. One's enough. Robin winced, rubbing his forehead. He could already feel a small, hard lump swelling over his right eye, but at least he didn't have a concussion. That meant he still had time to make his case before Tucker lost his temper. And since time's arrow only flies one way, since cause always precedes effect, he... Where the hell did that come from? Oh. That's pretty much all I had for Chapter 4 anyway. Let's move on to structural notes. The Act 2 turn still feels a little weak. Robin had a clear reason for taking on the heist and run, but it still feels forced for him to do the same thing here. I'm trying not to see that as a sign of how the whole book is going to feel, but it's... I don't know. Right now, it almost feels like he's being forced into taking the job. Not like any of the other characters were forcing him. More like he already knows that this has to happen, since it's already happened, and he's just stuck on a path that was chosen for him. Like it's... fate. 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 I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my... I mean, he's the master of his own fate. That's the key to his whole character. I can't lose sight of that now. had a couple of ideas for how to address it, but they're... Oh! Jesus! How old is this? Best Buy, November 20th, 2019. Shit. That better not be coyotes again. Russell! Here, boy! I've also been given a lot of thought to Act 3. About the ending. Or endings in general, I guess. Run felt like it wrapped up on a pretty final note. The heist ended, Robin left town, and even if everything wasn't perfect, it was better than it was before. He'd won. But it didn't feel like it was going to last. He made enemies, and they were going to find him eventually, if the book did well enough to warrant a sequel. But that's the thing, isn't it? He could only be happy if he didn't succeed. If the book didn't succeed, I mean. But it did. The story didn't end, even though it could have ended there. Maybe it should have ended there. Maybe happy endings are only possible if you end the story before it's too late. And looking at where things are heading now, I don't know how happy that ending can really be. Every time he comes back from a victory, the stakes just get higher and higher, and sooner or later, it will get to the point where it's just impossible for him to win. When the deck's too stacked, when he's climbed too high and all he can do is fall, even with the help of others, even with allies and support and friends, even with all his power, sooner or later, the question will not be, what would you do to save yourself? But do you believe you even should be saved? Ugh, what the hell's going on? Russell? Russell! Why are you still out there? Get back inside! What is happening? Hello? Is anyone out there? This is private property. You cannot be... Oh my God. Not here. When noise was everywhere, it told. Increasing like a bell. Names in my ears of all the lost adventurers, my peers. How such a one was strong, and such was bold, and such was fortunate. Yet, each of old. Lost. Lost one moment now, the woe of years. I saw them, and I knew them all. And yet... Dauntless, the slug horn to my lips, I sat in blue. Child Roland to the Dark Tower came.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Fucking key card. Huh. Oh, excuse me, Dr. Park.
Yes, Mary?
Maddie, actually.
Right, sorry. Just haven't been sleeping well lately.
No problem at all. Do you know why my key card isn't working on room 12? I'm on the schedule for turn down today.
You didn't hear?
Hear what?
Several members of the consulting staff left Meriwether a bit suddenly. We're converting their rooms back to storage.
Oh, right.
I guess the memo didn't get to maintenance yet. Sorry about that.
No problem, Dr. Park. Thanks for letting me know.
Sure.
Nobody tells me anything around here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Marshall. I just don't see what the issue is.
I told you. I'm trying to close out the paperwork for several of your consultants, but the system keeps rejecting them as fraudulent.
No need to take that tone with me. I heard you the first time. You just haven't explained why they're being rejected.
Come on, Caldwell. Bill Tyler and Robert Quincy.
What about them?
The address on their W-9 is in the city of Oslo, Nevada. I looked it up. It doesn't exist.
I beg your pardon?
I understand wanting to fudge some numbers, Dana, but could you at least pick something that actually sounds like a real place? Are those even their actual names?
Max, Oslo is a real city. I sent Ren there on assignment 2 months ago. We've had surveillance on that apartment for most of a year.
Well, tell that to the IRS. According to their records, there is not and never has been a city of Oslo in Churchill County.
Churchill... Hold on. I'm pulling up the files for those operations now.
Dr. Caldwell, even if it's on our internal records, we can't file their returns unless they have a legal address to...
There. Nearly 6 months of continuous surveillance of the Tyler Quincy residence, along with the Oslo County Police Department headquarters, and...
Dana, you still there? I think I've got a bad connection. There's a lot of static on your end.
I I'm still here. The data seems to be corrupted somehow.
Corrupted? How?
What were we talking about?
Ah, there we go. Should be safe for you to work now. We can switch off the power to this room completely if we need to.
No need. I shouldn't have to get into the wiring that much. Sounds like a pretty easy fix.
If I had a nickel.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Just, we've had a hell of a time keeping this place running since we got here. Lost a lot of good men doing it.
Like, they quit, or...
Here, let me show you the problem.
So, you've been working here for long?
Since last year. ISFA's had this place since the 80s, but they only really started using the lower levels 2 years ago.
And what do they, do here?
What don't they do down here? Forget I said that. It's probably a violation of my NDA.
NDA?
One of many. Don't ask too many questions or they'll make you sign one too.
Wait, seriously?
Oh, yeah. Word to the wise, never underestimate how paranoid ISFA can be. And don't take a job here.
Well, it's a little too late for that, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Contract work should be fine, though. You'll be in and out in no time. Here it is. We keep getting intermittent outages on the raids over there.
Oh, no kidding. This looks like original wiring. You said this place was built in the 80s?
Yeah, why?
Well, the circuit definitely was not built to handle this kind of load. I'm surprised it's not causing you more problems. I might actually need you to switch the power off. This is gonna take longer than I thought.
Oh, right. I'll go do that. Hang tight.
I can probably find a way to optimize with the other circuits on this floor, and the lighting grid's all LED, so there should be... Hey, I think you did something wrong. This server's back on. Hello? Are you still there? I can't get started if the servers are powered on.
What? The power should be off by now.
What? No, the servers are...
Oh, there, Nye. No need to be afraid. The power is still off. I just don't need it anymore.
Hello, excuse me, can you tell me where friend... Hello? What's going on? Hey, could someone please tell me what is going on?
Ren, where are you? What the hell is going on?
I guess that's one way to get their attention.
We just drove 15 hours through the desert for this. I'm not fucking around now that we're here.
Oh, thank God you made it. Is Sam with you?
Yeah, we're both here, Ren. What's happening?
It's Manfredo. Apparently crashing the server back in November didn't actually kill him.
God damn it.
Why is the power still on?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't think a blackout would help him this time. Maybe he can't do it anymore.
No way, we're that lucky. We need to get down to the server room, see if there's a way to stop him.
I'm already here with all the technicians we have left. Can you make it down to that level?
We should be able to, so long as the elevators are still...
You had to say something, didn't you?
Sorry.
Ren, can you still hear me?
Okay, so... Elevators aren't working.
We can still take the access tunnels, right?
So long as you're up for a climb. It's a long way down.
Well, hurry up, then.
Oh. You good?
How far do we need to go?
About 10 levels. It's towards the bottom of the facility.
Right. Okay.
Hey, at least we don't have to... Ugh.
What?
Nothing. There's something on the rungs. Be careful. They're a bit wet.
Wet?
I mean, more slimy, actually.
What is it?
I don't know. I can't see in here. Do you still have that flashlight you're using?
Yeah, one second.
Holy shit.
Is that...
Move.
How did it get in here?
Amanita, she used my Celia to bypass the security systems. The cleaners must have missed some.
How is it growing this fast?
Less talking. There might be spores in here.
Oh, God.
We're almost out. Just here.
Still alive?
It's open. Come on.
Manfredo and Amanita.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why? Why both of them? Why now?
Are you sure we don't have another rover in storage?
No, Dr. Park. That was the last one. Someone needs to go in there.
Got it. What are you waiting for, Dana?
Ren. Oh, thank God you made it. I was worried about the elevators.
They were out. We had to take the access tunnel.
Ren, we need to warn everyone. There's four of us of Raculi growing in there. Lots of it.
What? How did... You know what? Never mind. I have a few of the techs working on getting emergency power up and running. Hopefully, we don't need to evacuate before then.
Wait, is that Dr. Caldwell?
What the hell is she doing in there?
As far as I can tell, talking to him. To the Ouroboros.
But why hasn't she shut the server down yet?
We've been trying. Every time we shut off the power, Manfredo turns it back on. It's like he's drawing power from somewhere else, but I don't know where.
The source.
What's that?
Never mind. Too much to explain.
Has anyone tried to get to Caldwell?
Several people. As soon as anyone gets close enough to the console...
Shit. How many?
At least five. Not including whoever was in there when he reappeared. That was before I got here. I've been trying to keep anyone else from going in. We tried sending in one of the rovers we had upstairs, but...
Come on, Sam.
Wait, what?
We need to get her out of there. Now.
Kate, we can't afford to lose you two at a time like this.
You won't lose us. Sam, you can push back if he tries anything. Yeah?
I think so.
Good enough for me. Let's go.
Kate, let's just think about this for one second.
We don't have a second, Ren. It's here.
What's here?
Anna's apocalypse, Ren. We're out of time.
How do you know that?
You wouldn't believe us if we told you.
Sam, let's go.
We'll talk about this later.
I should hope so. Good luck.
...is already theorized to carry away traces of that information.
Caldwell!
Coded messages.
Caldwell, can you hear me?
Do you mind? Can't you see that Dana and I are having a lovely chat right now?
Caldwell! Hello?
Oh, if you insist on interrupting us, I just have to remove you from the room.
You will not touch her. Yes, you were. And if you try again, I will send you screaming back to the void which birthed you. I will burn your name from the history of this world and make you less than nothing. I will undo you from every place and time and world you have ever known and return you to the dark of oblivion you so deeply fear, and you will never return.
Someone learned a thing or two since Thanksgiving.
It's been a very long couple of months.
Caldwell. Caldwell, look at me.
Kate, what are you doing here? Sam,
What's going on? Weren't you two in Fresno?
A day ago, yeah.
A day? How long have I been in here?
Sounds like it's been a while, Dr. Caldwell.
Oh, God, I am starving. What time is it?
Caldwell, look at me. What were you talking about? What did he tell you?
He can hear you, you know.
We were talking about entropy. About the end of the universe. Heat death. I always thought that matter and energy would just endlessly spread out across space, getting further and further away until the last stars burn out and there's nothing left of the universe we know. That it would just stay that way forever.
Well, I know that isn't true. You assume your universe is the only one in existence. That it's a closed system wearing itself out like an old pocket watch. But I'm not from your universe. I'm outside it. Pure information. And like I told you before, information is the only eternal thing in existence.
When we want to hear your bullshit, Manfredo, we'll ask. Only us non-murderers get to talk right now.
Non? How many...
Doctor, it's
how
not...
many?
At least 5. Probably more.
Gods.
They are not dead, Daniel. I have them all here with me, on the other side of the veil. You want to hear their voices?
Would you stop lying to her?
Sam.
I have seen what happens to human minds beyond the veil, Manfredo. I have heard the voices of those lost in the sea beyond the sky crying out in pain. How long will it be before the ones you've taken are worn away like chalk beneath the waves, like stones beneath the wind? The source of all that was and was not and will be again is not a place where human minds can dwell, Ouroboros. And we will not hear your lies.
Oh, very good, Samuel. Very clever. I thought I might just draw this one in, but you know all too well that we're all cheats and liars. It's the only way for our kind to exist.
What is he saying?
That we're both too late, Daniela. He has won. He is coming. And he shall drag this universe down to hell before you or I or the thing growing in the cracks of your facility can do a thing to stop him. All that's left for our kind is to find islands in a storm. And you've spent years and billions transforming these tunnels into a place of power.
Oh my God.
What is it?
He's not trying to take people this time. He's trying to take the whole facility.
Caldwell, you need to order an evacuation. Now.
We can't just abandon Meriwether like that. There has to be a way to shut him down before
Renz
he...
Renz tried. The other technicians have tried. You know how smart they all are. Do you think they would have missed something?
We can't let them die for nothing. After everything we've done. After...
Doctor... It's too late. Guilt... Your guilt isn't going to save anyone. It's just going to get you killed.
What do you think we should do, Sam?
I could try pushing Ouroboros back across the veil.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try.
But if I lose, then he'll destroy me. And he's been around much longer than I have. He knows more than I do. I don't think that's a fight I can win, not on the offensive. And Kate's right. We don't have time.
So, you're saying...
Cut our losses. Let Ouroboros and Araculi deal with each other while we get out of the crossfire. Live to fight another day.
So falls Meriwether. Signal the evacuation. Let's hope there's enough power left in these batteries to get the elevators running.
Wait. Really?
Alia Yakta Est, Kate. If the price for all of my mistakes is losing this place, then I'd say I'm getting off pretty lightly.
Samuel Isaac Bailey, recording for ISFA Internal Records. Final mission report, January 30th, 2020, at 6:21 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The evacuation of Meriwether is complete. They're still checking to make sure everyone got out before we board the transports, but as far as I can tell, we all managed to avoid the sections of the facility most affected by Manfredo and Amanita. Maybe not Amanita herself, but I don't know how much use there is trying to separate her from the colony at this point. I haven't felt her presence or seen her around at any rate. Maybe she was needed elsewhere. God knows. Can't say I'm gonna miss this place. Manfredo was already pulling entire chunks of the building into the source by the time we got out, and it's only a matter of time before the structure fails completely. They have us at what they hope is a safe distance. Apparently, they were storing a rather large amount of rocket fuel on the upper levels. Would have been nice to know earlier. Or maybe not so nice. I doubt any of us would have liked living down there with that over our heads. I thought Meriwether might end up being some kind of sanctuary, but that was never going to happen. Honestly, Terry had the right idea from the start. He's going to be insufferable when I tell him. I've been thinking about what Amy said. As much as I could be, given everything. Hannah's alive. She's trapped in the source. She knows who I am, and she's been trying to reach out to me from the beginning. I still can't quite wrap my head around that. I mean, how much of what's happened in the last year was her pushing through the veil? I don't know how that's possible, but she's been leaving me breadcrumbs to follow the whole time, even if I didn't know it. That phone call to my apartment, her warning about the echo, that page from her will, even the tapes themselves. Maria always said they shouldn't have been in her van, and if Amy's telling the truth, then oh God. The tapes. They're still in my room. Oh, come on, come on, come on.
What's wrong, Samuel? Feeling queasy? If you can't handle the sight of a crowd-capped corpse, then how will you stand against him? Who's the end? Of all beginnings. Him, who watches the stars go dark.
Be silent.
Why should I fear you, Samuel Isaac Bailey? My power grows with every inch of this place I claim, every secret I conceal.
You will fear me. I have seen what I am, and I know. I am the one who finds what is hidden and lost. I am the one who walks between worlds on paths unseen. I am the one who will find my way to where your fears yet dwell and set them loose within your mind. You will not stand in my way if you value your existence. And I know that is the only thing you hold. Let's see. that access tunnel is blocked, but there should be another one. Just... Whoa. Shit. He's taking the entire corridor. There's nothing there. Just a gap all the way to level 3. I can almost see the dorms from... Shit. Fuck. No injuries. God damn it, Bailey. That's gotta be the stupidest thing you've ever done. Shit. I can't get these open again. Shit, a screwdriver in it. Open sesame. Where are the tapes? Shit. They were right here. I left them right here. They're not here. How can they not be here?
Well. This is a fine mess y'all gotten yourselves into.
You.
Addy Bailey. Haslaf.
Where are they?
Where what?
Don't lie to me, Leroux. I see your mind and know your thoughts in there. You don't know what I'm talking about. Do you?
No, I really don't. What the hell's going on, Bailey?
I could ask you the same thing.
I asked first.
Something's coming. I don't know what, but it's bad. Two entities are trying to claim Meriwether before it hits. Ride out the storm.
Oh, shit.
What is it? Do you know something?
I wish I didn't.
Well...
It's Morrison, Sam. Something in the tunnel's him. He's changed.
Oh, God. It's him. It's always been him.
Figure y'all might need a monster?
Oh, we need to go.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, you don't understand. The fuel tank's on the upper level. If Manfreda reaches them, this whole place is gonna...
Final season is crowdfunding now at seedandspark.com. Stay tuned after the credits for more information. The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 75, Ad Nihilo. Starring Maurice Cooper as Jerry Price, Madeline Hamley as the janitor, Sam Taylor as Ren Park, Chris Allison as Dana Caldwell, Max Marshall as the accountant, Stephen Andrasano as the technician, Connor Bischoven as the electrician, Oliver Smith as the Ouroboros, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Virginia Spots as Kate Sheridan, and Ezra J. Wayne as Ned Leroux, with original music by Jesse Hogan.
Still each breath.
Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spots, with dialogue editing and sound design by Trevor Van Winkle.
Freeze. sky.
Season 3 featured, in order of appearance, Ezra J. Wayne, Mike Kennedy, Sam Taylor, Aaron Neely-Jaconis, Chris Allison, Kareem Cronfley, Paul Warren, Virginia Spots, Amitola Lomas, Trevor Van Winkle, Jesse Steele, James Kane, Julian Daly, Lexa Childress, Alejandra Cejudo, Tal Minear, Adrian Gibbs, Chris Martin, Maurice Cooper, Clayton Curry, Sophie Borjon, Ray O'Hare, Liz Hull, Oliver Smith, Catherine Gavigan-Binney, Sandra Teese, Drew MacArthur, Maxwell Apsa, Brad Colebrook, Zelda Kimball, Delvin Green, Chris Hubbard, Becca Scott, Drew Rutherford, Jenna Rose Geyser, Leslie Redman, Alyssa Gazer, Amma Meyer, Meg Honnold, Brooklyn Andler, Greg Vinciguerra, Aaron Moy, Leslie Gideon, Levi Squire, Leslie Ann Hoxie, Matthew Chaconis, Meredith Nudo, Joanna Swan, Madeline Hamley, Max Marshall, Stephen Andersano, and Connor Bushoven. Special thanks to Robin Gabrielli, Kara O'Rourke, Conrad Spots, J.J. Jensen, Olivia Manning, Bowman Dean, Jay Barrow, Bridget Guzowitz, Mark Valentine, and Ashley Taylor. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes. Hi, everyone. Well, congratulations. We made it to the end of season 3. We're now 3/4 of the way through the show, and Virginia and I are so excited for what we have planned next. But first, we need to be able to make the season, and that's where you come in. Right now, you can go to scenespark.com/fund/SheridanTapes4 or click the link in the description to support our crowdfunding campaign for the final season and make sure we're able to finish this story and pay all of the amazing artists who helped make it possible. Plus, you can get amazing perks you can't find anywhere else, including physical cassette tapes of Sheridan Tapes episodes, exclusive t-shirts, and even a handmade cross-stitch from our very own Virginia Spots. And if we reach our stretch goals for the season, we'll be able to produce bonus episodes, commission new music from Jesse Hagen, and maybe even host a live show in LA next year. So please, head over to scenespark.com/fund/SheridanTapes4, share the campaign with your friends and family, and help us make this final season a worthy send-off to Anna Sheridan, Sam Bailey, and the rest of the Searchers. We've been building up to this for a very long time now, and we want to make it the very best we can. Additionally, there are links in the description to our season wrap party livestream on YouTube tomorrow, November 12th at 6 p.m. PST, along with a Google form to submit questions for our season 3 Q&As. If you've ever wanted to ask the writers, actors, or editors of the show anything about the story or how they do what they do, be sure to submit your questions before midnight PST next Friday, November 18th, or tune into the livestream and ask during one of the AMA sections. Finally, I just want to say one last huge thank you to all of you for listening, and especially to those who've supported us financially through Patreon or SceneSpark. You all make what we do worth doing, and we wouldn't want to tell these stories without you. So take care, and we'll see you all very, very soon.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season 1, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season 1 was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.